Mix 94.7 KMCH 809 on your finally Friday, first day of fall. Ladies and gentlemen, my moral compass, what I want to be when I grow up. The man is here in this studio, Warren Coates, Post Legion 45. How are you, good friend? How are things?
You don't know my past history, let me tell you.
Your wife will text in at any minute.
Yeah. I'm sure. Doing good.
Good.
Trying to get things around and like you said, it's fall.
Yeah.
We got homecoming tonight. We got to get ready for parades.
Mm-hmm.
Raising the flag. Well, we had three funerals. Let's see. I think three in about a week and a half.
Wow.
Military funerals. So
you guys go to all those around here too, don't
you?
Majority of the ones with the military rights.
When they request it.
Mm-hmm.
So no, we do. If they we just did the one in. Forest, just north of
Forestville.
Dundee.
Yep, yeah. Forestville.
Yeah.
And here's how I know it's fall. Warren's wearing jeans and a jacket.
Yeah.
Normally it's shorts and a t-shirt. So
there you go.
That's my barometer when I say Warren's my barometer.
Yeah.
Well, big weekend for you guys. Last weekend, you had last Friday, you had margarita night. How'd that go?
Oh, my God, they did good. They had, they took their tips and counted it at the end of the night. And then there was a gentleman that sat in the audience and said, whatever you get in tips, I'll match.
Oh, wow.
They got $500 in tips,
mm-hmm.
and so he had to give a $500 check. So anyway, that money is going to go to the Quilt of Valor people.
That's awesome.
We're going to put half of it to the lady in Dubuque and the other to Marge Gall, I think it is, up in Edgewood.
Okay. So, kind of spread it out that way. That's
cool. Well, you know them girls. They do all that quilting, and it just, they don't get paid for it.
Yeah.
It's their hours.
And the materials are getting more expensive.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that they get a lot of material donated, but I would guess, we were just talking about the other day, those quilts are probably worth about $300.
Wow.
And when they're done, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I've seen pictures of them.
Oh, yeah. I got one, mine here about 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm very proud of it. And almost everybody is. They tell you that you're supposed to use it in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. I don't. Mine hangs right there so I can see it.
So you got tomorrow night, the big ribeye, the annual monthly big hoop-de-doo and whatchamacallit. You will not find a better ribeye. And I say this from experience because I still remember fondly the one I had months ago.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad you said that. Yeah, this is our next to the last.
Okay.
Next month will be our last steak fry for the year. And I really want to thank everybody that has supported our steak fries this year. I mean, it's amazing. I think we did 124 last steak fry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great.
It's great.
Anything for the public.
Yep, and that goes for fundraisers for like your scholarships that you guys do and everything too.
Well, and then we donate to the theater. Mm-hmm. We donate to, Friends of Music, Little League, and anybody that needs, we have a Boy Scout Eagle project that we're kind of donating to now. So
it all goes back.
Oh, yeah. It's going to, it's not party money, I'll tell you.
That's what Jackie's money's for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someday she'll give us some. Yeah, that's the best part. What else you got for us today, good sir?
Well, let's see. Next month, this is October. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next month, I'm about a month behind. Next month, we start our Veterans Raffle.
Oh, yeah.
And, we'll be drawing on the 11th down at the Legion at 4:30, and we're kind of getting a little bit all of our stuff now. We got some really, really nice things on for the raffle. So I'm sure we'll be hitting you up for a little bit of money.
You know I'm good for it.
Yeah, $100. I got you down for $100.
Put me down for $2.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. I'll run home and print the bills as soon as I get done here.
Yeah, we've got some good donations down this. Anybody would like to donate to our raffle? Last year we had four or five people bought in items to raffle off.
And you're doing that on Veterans Day proper, on the 11th.
Right,
so that's when that'll be. Okay.
So that's what it's going to do.
Gotcha.
Let's see. What else we got? Our Monday morning coffee. Our Wednesday morning coffee.
Yeah,
it's going really good.
Good. We have one. Don't we have one coming up in October?
Yeah, you do. I can't remember.
It was like the one in October.
She changed you. Yeah, I think it's the 27th.
Because that's the one we're going to come do the morning show from down there.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. They don't know it yet. Act surprised when I show up, but it's going to happen.
Now, what time are you going
to
be there?
What time you want me to be there?
We open at 6:30.
All right, so I'll be there at 6:50.
Okay.
No, I'll be. We'll make her work.
Yeah,
we'll
set up.
It's a small setup, but yeah, we'll look forward to that. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So.
And our membership drive is still going.
Good.
Anybody that needs to pay their dues, bring them to Legion or if you see Chuck Zangerly, give the money to him. And we're doing really good with our membership. We're very happy.
Good.
We've got a good, active Legion here. We've got projects coming up in the Legion, in the building, trying to get things up to code, you know. So we're doing good.
Yeah. And then, as we mentioned, Saturday, go have your ribeye. You know, you're either take your radio with you and crank it up while you're waiting in line, listen to the Iowa game, or Warren will be sitting at home in his easy chair providing updates to everybody who calls him.
So, yeah, right.
Scoring updates at the end of every quarter.
Yeah, you bet. Now, it's those steaks are really good.
They are.
You know, we got that thing right in the middle of the grill, right in the middle of the block there, and people say they turned the corner and smelled it, so they'll start looking for it and come and have a steak with
us. It was designed by, there was a reason it was designed that way.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to call and get a steak, I know you guys are doing carryouts. What's the best way to do that?
Okay, just give us a call at 927-3271, and we'll have it ready.
There you go. Swing on by?
Yeah, let's see, I'm trying to think, last time we probably had 30-some carryouts.
Good.
Yeah, well, that makes it easy.
Well, and that salad bar you guys have with all the support staff, and by that I mean the better halves of most of the guys that are part of the Legion.
Those ladies know how to make salads and desserts, let me tell you. Oh, my God, you're good.
We're going to see you in a few weeks. You're going to come back. We'll talk about Wednesday coffee. We'll talk about the last steak fry and anything else that's bothering us.
Yeah. You want to loan me about $1,000? That'd help.
Sure. Let me see. Eric, can we borrow $1,000? He gave us a two-word response, and it wasn't no thanks.
Yeah.
Warren, always good to see you, my friend. Best of luck tomorrow night, all right?
Okay, good.
Warren Coates, go see him. Legion Post 45, Steak Fry tomorrow night. We take a pause when we come back. We trade one Warren for two good-looking people. Jesse and Angie will join us. We're going to talk about the senior fair coming up on KMCH.